This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. A busy year is ahead for Congress, and we'll be discussing that today with West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton. He's chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
And Yvonne Zipp, reporter of the Kalamazoo Gazette, joining us as well.
Thanks for having me, Gordon.
Yvonne, first question.
I wanted to ask if there has been any update on the former Allied paper site in downtown Kalamazoo.
Well, you know, I saw a good question. I saw an EPA list of options last week that I read through. It's about, I want to say, an 8 or 10 page little summary of a variety of different things, from leaving it alone to taking it all out. I would say that the good news is, and I'm for that last option, taking it all out. I've made that very clear from the start. I want to say the good thing is that the cost of all those options has dropped dramatically. Initially, I think they were talking about $240 million, in essence, and now I want to say it's, what, $167 million, I think, was what the number was. So that's a good step in the right direction. I think that they're listening to us. As I understand it, there's going to be a couple of opportunities for not only citizens to weigh in with written comments. I think that they're we've got a couple months before they actually make a recommendation back to the community. As you, the listeners know, I've been working hand in hand with both of our two senators, Carl Levin and Debbie Stabenow. We've been on the same page thus far. I've not had a chance or an opportunity to talk to them or even our staffs talking since this report came out last week. But I would like to think that at some point very soon we'll again get together, coordinate our efforts to be on the same page, and I'd like to think that they too will join me in supporting that last option, that is, to get it out of here, and anxious to see the process move forward with that conclusion.
How do you make the case in sort of the broader national context that the Allied paper landfill site is worth perhaps diverting some money from something else in order to get a complete cleanup?
You know what? EPA, is they make these decisions. This is a pretty urbanized area. It is close to a very important river that ends up, you know, emptying into our freshwater system, the Great Lakes. It's been around for a long time, this issue. And the idea that we're just going to just let it stay, I don't think is the right course. And I applaud our local leaders from the mayor on down, lots of community activists on this. I'm not aware of anyone that's really on the other page, perhaps. But, you know, particularly the good news that you got to see is the cost has come down by nearly $100 million. They've looked, I want to say, and that was really came about from the meetings that we had here in Kalamazoo. There were a couple different private sector sources that sort of said, oh, how did that number get so high? We can do it for a lot less. And thank goodness it appears as though EPA listened and maybe they found some alternatives to the otherwise higher cost of actually getting it out. So it's, you know, let's hope things proceed on as they've been going now. We'll see.
The ball's in the EPA's court. How much is there for you, for Senator Levin, for Senator Stabenow to do? Could you hold hearings on this, for instance, if you wanted to shed more light on it?
Well, I don't know that you'll actually see hearings, but certainly the Chicago Regional Office ought to be listening when we are all together. And, you know, I can remember, 10 years ago or so when we had the issue with Millwood and the Allegan, you know, coming through. And it actually took a visit by then, the EPA administrator here to Kalamazoo. He saw what was going on. I confronted him in a nice way. We spent a number of hours together, and he helped reverse the decision that perhaps Chicago, the regional office, was going to make. And I think it's going to require that same type of attention. Now I know we have a Democratic president. I'm a Republican. Before it was reversed, we had a Republican president and me that was there. But I'd like to think that both of our two senators will be responsive with me and will show a united front, and that they'll listen and do the right thing.